6 days out from the crucial US midterm elections, and Donald Trump is conducting a campaign blitz in the final days. While the president's name's not on the ballot papers, the results will determine his future legislative plans. In recent weeks, Mr. Trump sought to focus the campaign on immigration, and a few hours ago he declared the world was laughing at America's border protection laws. But some of his opponents appear very confident of success, with one senior Democrat declaring her party will win back the House and make other gains. North America correspondent James Glenday reports from Washington.
Barbara Comstock might as well be Barbara Trumpstock.
Across the United States, voters are being bombarded with political advertisements. And even though the president won't be on the ballot paper on Tuesday, the Trump name features prominently. In some areas, it's seen as a negative.
Barbara Trumpstock. Everything that's wrong in Washington.
In others, an electoral asset. This comical effort by the wife of Florida gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis is perhaps the most notable example.
Ron loves playing with the kids.
Build the wall.
He reads stories.
Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
Of course, the commander-in-chief has no real problem being front and center. He's actively trying to put himself there.
So I'm going to one of my favorite places in the world, Florida.
He's heading south for a so-called Make America Great Again rally, the first of 11 he'll attend over the next 6 days. And as he left the White House, he returned to the issue of immigration and the caravan of migrants heading north.
As far as the caravan, which is very dangerous, you see what's been happening. Our military is out. We have about 5,000, we'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of border patrols and everybody else at the border. Nobody's coming in. We're not allowing people to come in.
The president accuses the Democrats of being weak on border protection, but his scorn isn't solely reserved for his opponents. Yesterday, the House Speaker Paul Ryan threw cold water on Donald Trump's pledge to use executive action to end the automatic right to citizenship for babies born to foreigners in the U.S.
You cannot end birthright citizenship with an executive order. We didn't like it when Obama tried changing immigration laws via executive action, and obviously as conservatives, we believe in the Constitution.
A few hours ago, the president responded, tweeting that Mr. Ryan should be focused on holding the Republican majority in the House instead of giving his opinions. It is the House where Democrats are most confident of taking control. Appearing on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi claimed her party is now sure to make gains.
Well, let me say this. Up until today, I would have said if the election were held today, we would win.
What happened today that changed that?
What now I'm saying is we will win.
Some polls and turnout figures suggest the Democrats are on track to perform well, but the party was also confident Hillary Clinton would beat Donald Trump 2 years ago, and senior Republicans insist it's too early for anyone to be claiming victory yet. In Washington, this is James Glenday reporting for AM.